Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross with Heather Bosch, who's in for Colleen O'Brien. As Hurricane Dorian approached Florida, price gouging laws took effect to make sure the Floridians weren't overcharged for water or hotel rooms or anything else. Is that a good idea? Let's consult with former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. Our conversation brought to you by Arista Point Employee Benefit Consultants. Now, you are a free market guy, right?
I am. The freer the better, Dave.
Right.
Except when people break the rules, then I want to go after them.
Well, okay. There's been all along a considerable debate about whether price gouging laws during disasters makes things better or worse. There are 34 states that now have these anti-gouging laws. Washington State's not one of them. Do you think they work?
It's hard to say. There's a lot of debate about whether they actually work or not. Look, the economic argument for not having price gouging laws is that higher prices are a rational way to allocate scarce resources. So, for example, to prevent hoarding. My mom used to say when she thought there was going to be a shortage of something at the commissary on the military base where we lived, we better get down there and stock up before the hoarders get it. That's kind of the attitude that that some people have, right? So higher prices can be an effective way to allocate a scarce resource. But at the same time, they can be unfair and can take advantage of people. So some states have put, in fact, 34 states have put price gouging laws in effect kind of on top of their main consumer protection laws. In Washington, we don't have a separate price gouging statute because we think that our consumer protection law, which prohibits unfair or deceptive acts or practices by a business, is all we need. In fact, we've used it over the years to go after everyone from Enron to flu vaccine makers and others who we believed were unconscionably or charging unconscionably high prices.
Well, the argument is that if you have an anti-price gouging law during an emergency, for example, as you point out, if water is selling for, let's say, a dollar a gallon, in advance of a hurricane, people will, in fact, stock up, and you may very quickly run out of water at a dollar a gallon. If, however, the merchant is free to raise it to $2 or $3 or $4 a gallon, people are less likely to hoard things. But on the other hand, you can say, well, gee, that's really unfair. So is Washington better off then without these anti-hoarding laws than if we tried to adopt them?
I think we have the tools we need already. And, you know, over the years, the Attorney General's office has used our consumer protection law to go after price gouging on a number of occasions. But I think we reserve it for cases that really do involve price gouging. So, for example, back in, I think it was 2004, Attorney General Gregoire put out a warning that she was getting reports that flu vaccine, which was in scarce supply that year. In fact, I remember I couldn't get a flu shot that year, and it's the only time I gotten the flu in the last 10 years or 15 years. It was that year. But 300% and 400% markups were being charged for flu vaccines. So people appear to be taking advantage of it. Enron was engaged in anti-competitive behaviors that drove up energy prices in Washington state. And we were part of a $1.2 billion settlement that I signed in 2005 to go after Enron. So we have the tools. To me, you know, having a price gouging statute which says, well, if you are charging 10 or 15% above 10 or 15% more than the average price over the last year, that's gouging. That makes me a little queasy because I think that, again, scarcity should result in somewhat higher prices. So I don't think we need a separate additional law. And I don't think Washington consumers are worse off for it. If they were, you'd see more reports of price gouging. And it, frankly, just is not a very common complaint in Washington state.
I think there is some social pressure that prevents it from happening because every merchant knows that at one point the disaster will be over. And if they treated their customers badly, they could well find themselves without customers when things get back to normal.
Exactly right. Businesses care about their reputations. Even big box stores care about that. In fact, they may care about it more. I know that some of the biggest stores just, you know, poured resources into the New Orleans area after Hurricane Katrina, for example. They just literally opened their doors and gave everything away at stores like Walmart, Home Depot. So, you know, they do care about their reputation. And you know, on the one hand, the big stores can afford to be generous in those circumstances and are highly unlikely to gouge. And on the other hand, the smaller businesses, which might be tempted to gouge, know their neighbors and their employees right. Know their neighbors. And that acts as a break, as you suggest.
Well, good. So this is one of those areas where people seem to behave themselves despite the temptation that may be there.
Yeah, I mean, you do see gouging in certain circumstances. It's actually not that common. And I've seen many AGs go after it, but unless they have a clear objective test, like limiting price increases during a state of emergency to 15% above the average over the past year, if you don't have a clear rule like that, then you have to persuade a court that the higher prices were unconscionable. That's a really high standard to meet. It's just that we don't feel we've ever been disadvantaged in Washington state by not having a separate law on top of our very strong consumer protection law.
Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, our conversation brought to you by Arista Point Employee Benefit Consultants. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you, Dave.